Oh, if you got a crazy verse for this, drop it. I'ma listen to it, duet it, go crazy.
Yeah, Tyrone Motif. Oh boy, hit boy, this is no challenge. I need a hit. Nope, I won't call Khaled. Hit boy studio where I lay a pallet. Reduce flight mileage, snap mics, keep wallin'. I'm about a dollar, me and her on private islands. My thoughts still crowded. Prison only means the college. The pipeline had my head clouded. Bless, I made it up out it. Survive, but y'all niggas doubted. Hit boy, this is light, I beat a life challenge. So it's a verse for IG, I'd rather blog about it. Collect a YouTube check with my bitch beside me. Who the fuck wanna rap or them niggas dying? Most rappers ain't gangsta, man, these niggas lying.
Tyrone Motif.
Peace, peace, peace and love, people. Peace and love, people. Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Motif. This is that channel. This is also that podcast streaming on all podcast platforms. I want to get into this Netflix Jeffrey Dahmer documentary. This is slightly a review. So if you didn't see it, I'm sorry to say. This is a spoiler alert. In this Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, people, if you didn't see it, yes, I'm getting right into it. If you didn't see it, it's I'm not gonna lie, as far as cinematic wise, the creativity, the angles, the overall storyline, it's great. I like it. We all know and understand documentaries are designed to persuade one's opinion. I don't care what anybody tell you. Never forget that. Every documentary has a purpose, right? That purpose is to sway your opinion, perception, or point of view. Right? And usually it's through the eyes of the writer, the director, right? If it's not a pay for hire thing, right? If it's a pay for hire thing, then more than likely that message they're trying to get across is a message that the investor want, right? The owner want, right? And yeah, man, this is a crazy documentary, but I wanted to tap in because I've read on reviews that around episode 5, they start humanizing this monster. Jeffrey Dahmer is a monster, people. He's very hideous. This man was killing. Was killing motherfuckers with dicks in the freezer, like literally. This motherfucker had dicks and balls in the freezer. He was eating hearts. He was eating tissue and muscle and bone marrow. It's crazy. It's crazy. He was holding black boys hostage, raping them, killing them, dismembering their body, and then eating them. He's cooking body parts, making meals. This nigga got body parts in the freezer, frozen on preserve. This shit is crazy. I'm telling you, right now, they try to humanize this guy. You can't humanize such a heinous monster. Please stop trying to whitewash the Jeffrey Dahmer story like y'all white people whitewash everything else in America. All the evil white heinous history within America, y'all want to whitewash it. Y'all want to put a positive spin on it. But every Black leader, every Black role model, positive figure, public figure, politician, entertainer, actor, sports figure we had in American society, y'all try to destroy them, their character. Y'all try to kill them physically. Y'all try to strip them of their freedom. But someone like Jeffrey Dahmer, you highlight, you humanize, you talking about his childhood growing up with his mother having a drug addiction and her trying to commit suicide and a baby. What? Don't nobody care about his childhood struggles when there are victims that's still alive today that have to live with this forever. There's family and friends that have to live with the fact that their relative, their friend, their loved one is deceased. They're gone back to the essence. They will never touch earth again. They have to live with that. They're still mourning. And Netflix produced a documentary trying to humanize this guy, trying to help us find understanding on why he did it. We don't need no damn understanding on he did it. Ain't no Black man getting this type of privilege, leeway. Every positive Black figure we have in America, y'all destroy his image. Black man can make all the money he want in America as long as he remain ignorant and stupid. As long as he's committing crimes. As long as he's tearing down his own community. America won't allow you to be Black and intelligent, uplifting your people, bringing your people out of the hells and pitfalls that they are dwelling, stuck in our ruts. That's where this oppressive American system want us, stuck in our ruts. They want to put devils like Jeffrey Dahmer on a pedestal. We got to talk about shit like this. Before we know it, Jeffrey Dahmer will have a fucking statue somewhere in somebody's damn community, a fucking street named after him because we allowed it. They talking about his mother drug addiction and struggle. What? Him going to school and his father, and don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that, man. That's crazy how Netflix just tried to humanize this monster, this, oh my God. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And to be completely honest, I'm kind of torn between the two, right? Because on one hand, I'm saying he don't need to be humanized. Right? He don't need a sympathetic ear. No one needs to care about his backstory and his struggles. It's tasteless. It's disrespectful to the victims and their families. But I'm torn because I understand that if we do not study these monsters, if we do not learn why they do what they do, then these heinous crimes would never slow down. They would never stop. It would always be another Jeffrey Dahmer in the making. It will always be a copycat. History always repeats itself every 25,000 years and within ciphers and cycles within every 25,000 years. That's a whole fact. That's a whole fact, people. So we do need to understand these crazy mental cases. That's the only way we got a chance at preventing heinous crimes like this. Serial killers on the loose. Peace and love. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe on YouTube. And also, please take a listen on all your favorite podcast streaming platforms. Peace and love.
Tyrone Motif.